You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 20 till 11 here on this Tuesday, October 17th, and it's time for Valley Talk. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Jason Carlson, the CEO of Tri-Valley. And Jason, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
There are a couple of things for us to discuss here, but firstly, you've been CEO for quite some time at Tri-Valley, and you've been there for quite a while now.
Yeah, I have. It's about 17 years in total, and I've been in my current position now going on 10 years.
How much have things changed in the area since you've started?
Well, I think, certainly there's been an evolution of different needs in the area. Childcare is a big deal now, so much more than it was when I first started this work. So I know that our childcare aware staff are busy, looking for training, helping to retain providers in the area. I just looked at a report recently that showed in Northwest Minnesota how some of the interventions we're doing in conjunction with the Northwest Minnesota Foundation have led to quite a few new spots in the region, so that was encouraging. But that's something that's a much more an acute need now than was when I started, for sure.
It's so important to invest in the children in the community, because then they can end up coming back and keeping the community going, or even enhancing the community.
Absolutely. And having quality childcare, allows people to work, to help, fill some of the employment needs we have in the area. Certainly unemployment is extremely low here, and I know part of that problem for some families is just having that safe place for their kids to be while they go to work.
Yeah, and everybody wants their kids to be safe, whether it's they're at work or just at home in general. And so it's good that you guys are doing a lot for the children. It's always important.
Absolutely, in conjunction with licensing providers helping train them, we do offer our Head Start services here in the region. So that's another option for some families. So we try to just have those options available, for the best fit for a given family.
Well, speaking of the Head Start services, there's a new director that just got hired for Tri-Valley.
Yes. Joyce Tangen will be starting with us on Monday, October 23rd. She comes to us from Washington State, so she's in the midst of a cross-country move right now. So we're excited to have her on board. It's been a while now. We've been without a director, and I've been the interim, so I'm excited about Joyce starting. After a pretty involved process, we made a hire, and happy to be moving forward.
So what will Joyce be doing as that new director?
Well, she'll oversee a pretty large program, or a collection of programs, rather. We offer our migrant and seasonal Head Start to farm worker families, from Grafton down to Elgin, which is by Rochester. So there are a lot of centers there that serve families who help producers get crops out of the ground and processed in some cases. So it's a big deal. We're the only grantee for Minnesota and North Dakota. We have our Head Start here more locally. We have the center at Carmen School, and we have a center in East Grand Forks. We've got a collaboration in Ada with the school district, and here in town with the school district, and another one in Fisher. So there's that. And then we also have a migrant education program where we do a lot of work for the state with farm worker families. A lot of it is school age kids, but it does kind of stretch from the little ones to all the way out of school. But yeah, so that's what Joyce has got to look forward to. It's a big involved program, as I said, and I know she'll be up for the challenge.
Yeah, that's always exciting, bringing in some new talent and, getting someone who can get, re-immersed back into the community.
Yeah. In Joyce's case, she comes from Minnesota, so this is a move kind of back home. And, she is going to find when she gets here that we have an amazing staff. We haven't had a full-time director now for about a year for different reasons. It wasn't, we just plain couldn't find anybody. We just chose not to for a little while, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden it's October 23rd before we have a new one. But, through that time, our staff just performed admirably. It just incredible to work with folks like we have that are so dedicated to kids and families. So she'll be coming into a wonderful situation.
You mentioned that there's a lot of area that you guys cover. Mm-hmm. You want to go a little bit further into how much area you guys cover? Because it's pretty astounding.
Yeah, you know, it's technically the count is, I believe, 73 counties between Minnesota and North Dakota. Now, certainly we don't have physical locations in all of those counties, but we do provide a service of some sort. You know, in North Dakota, we don't only offer the Head Start programming, but we have a foster grandparent grant for several counties in the Red River Valley. So we have a coordinator in Grand Forks who works with volunteers and potential volunteers, if anybody's listening, to, you know, work in schools and daycares and libraries. So yeah, it's a lot of people wouldn't know that group on the corner, now we're in the other corner now, Broadway, has all of that going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. I'd like to hear more about the foster grandparent program. It sounds very interesting.
It is. It's an amazing program. So what the program does is it makes a connection between a volunteer and a work site. Like I said, a lot of times in our cases, it's been schools, but it also could be libraries or childcare. And just allows the volunteers to have a sense of purpose, a place to go, and provides valuable service to their work sites. So in, you know, we might have some children in a classroom that might need a little extra help reading, things of that nature, and that's what the volunteers can do. So it's an amazing program. We are always looking for volunteers because we have work sites that could use some help, but yeah, I just can't say enough good about it. I wish it was funded a little differently. Yeah, if we could talk 15 minutes on foster grandparent and caring companion, I'm sure.
Yeah, and is there a way that people can either reach out and sign up or just find out some more information about the foster grandparent program and the caring companion program?
Absolutely. You could always call our receptionist at 281-5832. And she'll connect you with the appropriate staff to discuss if there could be a fit.
And is that just for the Crookston area, or is it for further regions?
Well, that would be for the whole northwest corner of Minnesota, and then, like I said, those counties on the east side of North Dakota in the valley.
So a wide variety of areas where people mm-hmm. can get involved. You don't just have to be right here in town in Crookston. If you know someone else, or you know your grandparents may live somewhere else, and they're looking to do something, that's wonderful you guys provide that opportunity.
Absolutely. So and that's what we encourage folks to do for anything that we might be involved in. You know, if your family has a need, you know, we need to talk to you. It's great to look at a website and understand, and we try to put meaningful information out there, but you know, the names of a program often really don't tell the story, and sometimes you wouldn't know what a program could do for you. So we just need to know what it is you need, and you know, we can try to help.
You mentioned that, you know, people can call on the phone and talk to you, but there's also going to be an open house coming up where maybe a little face-to-face interaction can happen.
Absolutely. That's true. We don't have a firm date set yet. You'll be the first to know. But yeah, we've been meaning to have a open house at the Fournay building. You know, we've been there now since, I guess I was the last one to move in beginning of April. But there was some odds and ends that, you know, the developer, Jeff, has still been working on. And I think we're at the point now where we can get serious about this. I, matter of fact, ran into him as I walked down the street and had a little conversation about an open house here in the next handful of weeks. I know there are some folks in the community curious about how everything turned out. And, you know, when we do have, we do invite folks in, we also invite people to give us some feedback on what they see or needs in the community, because as community action, that's what we exist to do, is you know, study the needs of the communities we serve and try to find the resources to help meet them.
And there's a Facebook page too that's always updated very frequently too, so I'm sure that will get posted as soon as the date is finalized for that open house.
You bet.
And that open house, it really provides that great opportunity, as you mentioned, you know, a couple times now, to speak to people, because, you know, you can look at the website, you can get all the information from there, but there's still nothing that really beats that face-to-face human interaction.
Absolutely. You know, we thrive on it. We need it to do our work and, you know, welcome it. When we do extend the invitation, I hope a lot of people take us up on the offer.
And it's a great way for people in the community who might need, you know, some assistance or have an idea as to a way how they can, how you guys can help other people in the community. It's a great time for people to have their ideas and share them with you guys.
Absolutely. So we will have folks staffing a little bit of a kiosk of some sort to just have some conversations. We've been doing that recently out of town. We've been working with our transportation folks to kind of do a Tri-Valley on the go event. And Mitch, our communications guy, he's been out and about meeting with folks and gathering that input from other communities. So Crookston's turn will come in conjunction with the open house.
You mentioned transportation, and that's going to be one of the services that's going to be, it's always provided, but especially coming up with the winter months now, it's transportation is one of the very key services that you guys provide.
That's very true. When the winter months hit, it's not as nice to, you know, Crookston's a very walkable community.
Yes.
When it's 20 below, it's not so fun to be out on the sidewalk. So, yeah, we do tend to get an uptick in ridership, you know, for basic essential services like the grocery store or the drugstore, you bet.
So how can people get those transportation services?
Well, again, if you, for anything, if you just call the main number, 281-5832, you know, we'll get you, you know, directed to where you need to go. You know, we have the public transportation service, you know, in 8 counties here. We also have a volunteer driver program. So there are times when somebody may call and they don't really know what they need. It could be a volunteer ride. It could be public transit. So again, the best thing to do is reach out and we'll get you connected with the best option, you know, that we can.
And are you looking for volunteer drivers?
We are, as a matter of fact, always looking for volunteer drivers. It's been tough to keep up with the demand. It's a very rewarding volunteer opportunity, but it's time consuming. You know, some of the trips can get a little long and it can be a long day in the car. So, you know, you need to be available. And, you know, some of the rides kind of come up short notice. We've got a great cohort of volunteers, but I do know that there have been times we've been unable to fulfill ride requests because we've been short volunteers.
And not just transportation, those are there are some other assistance, energy assistance and housing too. Those are two other big keys that are coming up as the wintertime months are approaching.
Very true. Now it's energy assistance season, so I encourage anybody who you know, may have some needs in that area to, again, contact us, get connected with the folks at the energy assistance office, get those applications going. The applications for folks that have been previously offered assistance, you know, those are out now. But, you know, if you have new needs, now's the time to get in the queue.
So a couple different assistant ways that Tri-Valley is able to help out the community. And again, you just want to contact Tri-Valley and try and get in contact with you guys as quick as you can, because you don't want to do it, you know, too late.
No, that's right. We'd love to do more preventive work, but, you know, when it comes to sort of this reactive, I need help, I mean, the sooner the better in almost all cases, you bet.
And then you guys also work with child care providers too?
Yes, we do. As I said, our child care aware staff, we are on the lookout, always recruiting new providers, trying to provide new providers with some support, be it training to be you know, licensed or parent aware rated. It's a quality rating system. Sometimes we're able to connect folks with some mini grants for, you know, odds and ends they need for licensing. If anybody's interested in possibly being a child care provider, we have folks that can help.
So a lot of different ways that people can get involved with Tri-Valley and in a number of different ways. And it's a really, really great multiple programs that they're out there for.
Yeah, and that's what we exist to do. So we're always looking to have conversations about needs, whether they're personal, individual needs or greater needs in the community. You know, several years ago, we built 30 townhomes because Crookston had a need for some housing. So it ranges from things of that nature, a multi-million dollar housing project, to, holding, meetings for possible potential childcare providers to learn about the ins and outs of the business. I mean, it's really a fun job. I'm very fortunate to have a job like this that's so multifaceted. There's always something new. Of course, that can bring its challenges, and sometimes you just like things to sort of be on a steady state. But having, the needs of the communities, change and evolve means there's always something new that we're going to be looking for. And, it'll kind of ebb and flow. So the housing needs, change, here and there. Childcare, as I said, is something that's evolved into a more acute need in the community. We've done other programs that just were no longer seemed necessary in the community, and we don't do them anymore. Mm-hmm. So, it is a very interesting and rewarding work that I'm fortunate to do every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned earlier that it was rewarding, and I'm sure it's extremely rewarding when you're able to fulfill those community needs, which is exactly what, Tri-Valley's all about.
That's right. That's why we exist.
And so that's why you guys are always pushing being open to community suggestions, and that's why it's important to attend things like the open house, so the community is able to come up to you guys and say, hey, maybe this mm-hmm. is something that we'd like to work on.
That's right. I really wish I had a date for you, Tyler, because this would be the time to really promote it, but we'll promote it with a date to be determined. How about that?
Yes, date to be determined, so make sure that you are make sure you're on the Tri-Valley Facebook page, and always checking out the website too. And of course,
KROX, man.
Yeah, right here. A little self-promotion. But you can also call in too. You don't just have to wait for the open house. You can just call in with suggestions too.
We try to keep that, we've got a mail form. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us with have you thought of this? But if you want to call, there'll be somebody that could certainly take the call, take the information. Certainly a bright idea comes up and you've got access to our website, we have a contact form that would be a real good way to share your thoughts.
And could you say the website for the people at home?
Sure. So www.tvoc.org.
And that's also where people can find out more volunteer information, because you guys are always looking for those.
That's right. We have many different volunteer opportunities, and always ready to talk about that.
So there's a lot of ways for people to get involved or to help out or to possibly seek help. And it's just a wonderful thing. And one last thing I wanted to touch on were the family resource centers that are in development.
Yeah. So we've been working with a bunch of community partners. This was started with Polk County Social Services, and they've since sort of spun it off to Tri-Valley. We were awarded a foundation grant from the Sauer Family Foundation to spin up these centers. So we'll be we've currently got services here through the Crookston Library and looking for a permanent home in Crookston. But we do have a spot in East Grand Forks that'll be opening in the next handful of weeks. It's working with the school district over there. And then we will ultimately then establish a site in East Polk County.
Very exciting stuff coming up for Tri-Valley. Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk.
Yeah, thanks for the time.
So that was the CEO of Tri-Valley, Jason Carlson, joining us on today's Valley Talk.